Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. And yeah, wherever you are finding yourself, we are greeting you from Eagle FM Namibia. We are greeting you from Eagle FM Namibia. This is your business conversation related, conversation program. It's a program that we discuss business. It's a program that we discuss economic related matters. And it's also a program that we bring about various experts, various, analysts and views, particularly on the issues which are affecting bread and butter. And we're indicating to you, as it has always been the case, we're indicating to you that this is a platform that, we are trying to unpack what is happening around the world, particularly when it's coming to economic related activities. We are also trying to look at what is happening at governance, structure, either at the continental level, either at regional level, and indeed at our country. And we try to look at what are some of the challenges that Namibia is facing, what are some of the challenges that the country is facing, and what can we do to make sure that, we improve the standard of living of Namibian people. We improve our institutions, we improve our infrastructure, and indeed we find a better way and better mechanisms on how to practically implement the well-drafted policies that we have. And we are taking stock to what have we done for the past 35 years, what have we done well, what did we do that is not right, and what can we do in the future that can, bring about the new changes, that can bring about, new avenues, and, where are we standing in terms of, our goals. So we are always indicating to you that this is not a one directed conversation. It's a conversation that, allow, everybody to come on board and give your opinions and views, ask your questions, give your constructive criticism, and also, you critique based on your understanding and also what you can give, particularly when it's coming to issues of bread and butter. And we are indicating to you to say it could be that you are a person who have better knowledge, better understanding of the topic that we are discussing about. It could be that you are an individual who have done more research about it. Maybe you even wrote books about that. Or maybe when you were doing your degree, that is area that you did your thesis about. So that's why we are always indicating to you to say, the line is always open. The line is always open so that you can communicate to us, so that you can ask your questions, so that you can give, your views. Because we are indicating to you, as long as the country is where it is right now, as long as the country is where it is now, we continue to speak, we continue to give perspectives, and we continue also to bring about those, thought-provoking questions, and we encourage those who have good understanding of how things are being done and what need to be done, especially when it's coming to moving forward. Because as when you look at where Namibia is now in terms of financial stability, in terms of our ability to make sure that we strengthen our financial system, you'll be able to realize that based on Action Task Force, or Financial Action Task Force, that is an international watchdog in terms of money laundering and also, financial proliferation, we'll be able to realize that Namibia is one of
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Financial proliferation. We'll be able to realize that Namibia is one of those countries which are grey listed because of not able to meet some of the standards, some of the requirements. And when you look at cyber attacks, when you look at cyber crime, especially which is impacting those who are at the periphery of the mainstream economy, you'll be able to realize that there's a lot of work which need to be done. Look at where we are in terms of European Union Commission ranking. We are part of the high risk jurisdiction countries by, you know, European Union Commission. And this says a lot about where we are going and what can we do to improve our system. We can argue about international ranking, but the ranking continue to increase, especially when it's coming to youth unemployment, when it's coming to unemployment in general, when it's coming to issues of energy. That's why we are indicating to say these conversations are the conversation that encourage everybody to come on board. These are the conversations that encourage everybody to come on board. And these are some of the conversations that indeed allow people also to bring their input. Because when you look at policy positions and national developmental plans such as NDP 6, you'll be able to realize to say some of these plans are planned because people also speak out, because people also give their input, because people also ask what need to be done, when and how, what is needed. That's why some of these things that you see at NDP 6, these are things that community have been speaking about. These are things that, you know, people have been asking questions about. And it's only through that, you know, through your opinion and views that we are able also to develop our country, that we are able also to develop our state. And indeed, it's very crucial, especially when, we don't just speak and draft, we look at the implementation, but where are we going in terms of implementation of our policies? Where are we standing in terms of implementation of our policies? What can be done and how, should it be done? So that's why we are always indicating to you that, you know, these are some of the conversation that we really need. These are some of the conversation that we really need, especially when we want to move, forward. Now, before we go to what we have on the table today, we are always, you know, indicating to you that, Eagle FM Namibia, follow Eagle FM Namibia, it or our social media platform. Follow us on, Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Like our page and share our page, because those who follow you will also be able to follow us. Then they'll be updated when it's coming to global affairs, when it's coming to trade, when it's coming to mining, when it's coming to report analysis, when it's coming to government communications, and when it's coming to private sector, and also when it's coming to what need to be done, when, and also how. That's why we are indicating to you that, you know, follow us, like our page, and when you do that, you are able, you guarantee yourself an update on economic matters. You guarantee yourself, you know, being the first one to be updated when it's coming to issues surrounding us. Because, you know, in this world of digitalization, in this world of, you know, people are already moving to the fifth industrial revolution. In this world of fast advancement, fast technology, in this world of AI, so it's very crucial to make sure that you are on top of your game. You are 10 steps ahead, and you can only do that if you have access to information, because information matters. Because when you have access to information, when you have access to data, your life will be more easier. Your life will be more easier because in the context that you have that access to data, you can be able to make those long-term decisions based on your judgment of the data that you have. You can do well in terms of your investment. You can do well in terms of your personal and professional growth. And indeed, you can do well in terms of your personal, you know, growth. Because we don't just give you statistics. We give you content. We give you content. And you can able to expand your knowledge based on that. The other thing is that we have the Villager newspaper. That is your e-paper. That's your economic paper, which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And, the Villager newspaper is an e-paper that, you know, is based on economy, economic affairs, based on issues of food security. If you want to read about issues of mining, issues of food security, issues of trade, and indeed issues of, you know, social development, issues of technology, issues of investment, political communications, and also issues of financial sector. We analyze statistics. We write about, you know, financial institutions, the directions of, if you want to look at financial literacy, for example, we look at the banking institutions, then the Villager newspaper is your go-to-go paper. And I'm always indicating to you to say, if you are a student of economics, if you are a researcher, if you are a student of business, you are a student of international law, make sure that you have access to the Villager newspaper, because that is the only way that you'll be able to have access to those data, access to those information. And when you have access to those information, you find it's what you are one step ahead in terms of your research career, in terms of your academic career, in terms of your business career also, because it's there where you will be able to advance your skills, to advance your understanding of issues, and also to know where people are investing, where is the country going, what is being said about national development, and which part the budget is more on, and what area should I do business in. Because if you are reading the Villager newspaper, that is where you get things like more than 200 million invested in National Youth Fund, for example. That is where you will get direction. That's where you get directions. That is also where you will also be able to market or advertise your products. Because talk to our marketing team, because the Villager newspaper is not only for economic news, but if you can advertise with us, because you can reach more than 500,000 people. We have a coverage of thousands of people. That's why if you market with us, you make your life more easier. You can reach customer clients around Namibia and also around the world, because this is an e-paper. And when you do that, you also one step ahead in terms of expanding your business, one step ahead in terms of reaching your clients, customers, and stakeholders. And you become a very happy business person because you market with us. And yeah, in terms of Eagle FM Namibia, there are still those who are asking about the fluctuation in terms of connecting to the frequency. We are indicating to you that the better way, the best way of connecting with us is that if you find yourself in a situation where the frequency is a bit low, a bit fluctuating, you are not able to be connected, or it's just coming and going, just make sure that, use your phone, download Eagle FM app, go to your Play Store, go to your App Store, download Eagle FM app. When you download Eagle FM app, you made your life more easier, because you can be able to access, the app. And you can be able to access, the program which are on air at that moment. And indeed, you will be able also to access previous program by just looking at the podcast. So download the app. A lot of people are using the app. Just go to the app, download the Eagle FM app. Either you have an Android phone, you have an iPhone, whatever technology that you have. If you are able to go to Play Store, App Store, download the app. You make your life more easier. You make your life more easier, and you can listen to Eagle FM Namibia wherever you are finding yourself, whether you are outside the country, whether you are outside the continent. As long as you are connected to internet, you can listen to the program which are on air, and also the previous programs. So the other thing before we go to what we have on the conversation, before we go to what we have on the table today, it's always very important to make sure that you download Imba app, because Imba app is a digital version of a hymn book. You access your hymn book through Imba app. It's a simplification and a digital version of hymn book. If you are somebody who attend church, if you are a pastor, or you are called to attend an event where you are required to sing from a hymn book, it could be happy events such as weddings, graduations, baby showers, you can name them, retirement parties, even unfortunate life events such as a funeral or, a death in a family or a friend, you have to attend. And you don't have a hymn book. You don't need to scratch your head. You don't need to run around and go and buy. You don't need to knock on people's door at night. People are so sleeping. Just make sure that you take your phone, go to Play Store, go to App Store, download Imba app, then you can be able to have access to the digital version of your hymn book, whether it's in Ochiwambo, that is Ihangano, whether it's in Chierero, Maimboriro, Afrikaans, Silozi, English, and many other local Namibian languages. So download Imba app, then you make your life more easier, then you work toward digitalization, then you get leverage of technology and work smarter than before, and you make your life more easier. So for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 1900 hours, and we're going to a commercial break. Stay tuned. Yes, we are continuing with Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And today we are looking at our neighboring country. Today we are looking at what is happening in South Africa, especially regarding global affairs. It was indicated that South Africa is given until the 7th by United States of America for the 30% tariff on exports of goods to U.S. market to be effective. That means that everything which is being sold, which is going to be sold by South Africa in a U.S. market, will be charged 30% tariffs. And that is expected to cost around 30,000 jobs if that which USA said is going to be implemented. If you can recall very well, around May, the president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, have traveled to the US. He traveled to the US in order to make sure that he established the communication. In order to make sure that they establish the communication due to diplomatic tensions that happen, between South Africa and also the US, where it was seen that when you look at what Donald Trump was doing, one will also be able to realize that, it was a bit of very intense diplomatic tensions that also led to the declaration of the South African ambassador to U.S. persona non grata. He was declared persona non grata by the U.S. due to the remarks that he has made. But, Cyril Ramaphosa, being known as one of the negotiators, tried to fix that relationships. But it seems like Trump is standing his ground. And he still maintain that 30% tariffs, and is the highest among a lot of African countries. Namibia is given 15%, and it's a concern, especially when you look at the future of the economy. Now, what you need to realize is that South Africa is at the center of global economic transformation. South Africa is at the center of global economic transformation. South Africa is the only country, as we are standing now, is part of BRICS. It's the only country which is speaking with the East and the West, and try to maintain relationships, or maybe you can say try to eat bread from both sides, or try to eat the bread with butter and peanut from both sides. Now,
that iconic taste of Heineken, loved in Germany, Amsterdam, Argentina, and Namibia. That crisp and balanced taste of Heineken, loved around the world. Enjoy that refreshing thirst, only made possible by Heineken's unique 5-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Now, looking at the U.S. market, looking at the relationship between South Africa and countries in the world, you realize to say South Africa is standing at the center of global economic transformation, where a lot of states are now moving to the east, particularly to BRICS countries, and are trying to realign themselves, which indeed really provoked the U.S. being the hegemonic power for a very long time in terms of military and the economy, now realizing that there is a shift in terms of trade. You will be able to realize that South Africa has to make some bold moves, and as Namibians, we also need to watch at this development very clearly, because there's less than 24 hours before this come into effect. There's less than 24 hours before this come into effect. But what is very interesting is that, the president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, indicated that there is continuation of intensive negotiations. There is a continuation of intensive negotiation, particularly regarding what need to be done, especially when it's coming to saving of businesses, saving of jobs, and also saving of the future of South African economy. Because the imposition of tariffs to South Africa and the inability of South Africa to trade properly with the U.S. does not necessarily mean it's only for South Africa. It also means that us as a young brother of South Africa, we are going to be impacted. And you also need to realize that the Reserve Bank of South Africa, that is the Central Bank of South Africa, have already came up with new measures and mechanism on how to protect the economy of South Africa from collapsing, And you also need to realize, to say, when this, which will happen in less than 24 hours, happen, how is Namibia going to be impacted by this, directly or indirectly, in a short term or in a long term? So these are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. So before we continue with the conversation, it's always very important to listen to what South African politicians have to say. So it's very important to listen to what South African politicians have to say as far as this trade relations is concerned.
One country attempting to negotiate a last-minute deal with Washington over the looming tariffs is South Africa. The country is facing 30% tariffs on its exports to the United States. The South African government says it is finalizing a package to support companies that will be affected. In anticipation of the tariffs, South Africa's central bank revised the country's annual growth forecast down from 1.2% to 1%. The country's largest trade union warned of potential job losses. Now, President Cyril Ramaphosa said his government is holding intensive talks with the Trump administration.
Many of our companies deal with the United States customers. We export vehicles, we export steel and aluminium, we export citrus. So we've got to engage with them and find a way to reach a settlement. So within the window that's still open, we're hoping that we will find a way to settle this matter. So intensive negotiations are now underway.
Our coverage continues now with our correspondent, Diane Hawker. She is in charge.
Essentially a twofold approach. One part of it is, as mentioned there by President Ramaphosa, to continue negotiating with the U.S. The second part of it is to pivot. And the South African government has announced that it's opened up an export help desk for different South African businesses to advise them on how they can start looking at other markets. Now, in different industries, there are sectors that have kind of specifically focused on different regions. For example, with the citrus sector, in one part of the country, in Limpopo, they would have focused on the European Australian market, whereas in the Western Cape, there's a big focus on the US market. And that is the kind of industry that would need to start looking at that pivot position to see if it can start moving its products to other markets, either to Europe or elsewhere. And the government is saying that with the help of this desk, different businesses will be able to get advice on what are the requirements of these different markets, are there different shipping routes, all kinds of different things to help the businesses and essentially to try and save jobs. You'll know, Brent, that really big issue here in South Africa, and it's really important that there is a focus on jobs at this stage. Also mentioning that the GDP growth has been revised down. So there's really a lot of effort to try and retain the jobs that exist and also see if there's any opportunities to grow jobs in any additional sectors.
Frank. Yeah, yes.
Yes. Yes, history is very crucial. History is very crucial, especially when we are looking at what have happened. What have happened in South Africa, what is South Africa trying to do? Yeah, because it was indicated that, you know, after that communication, although there is still intensive, communication, there's still intensive communication from South African government, with the US government, especially regarding, the imposition of tariff. One will also be able to look and also be able to realize that, in that context of imposition of tariff, the government has also come up with plan to say they come up with, export desk. Export desk, it means that it's an advisory, desk, which indicates that in a situation where the United States of America is not reducing these tariffs, the South African government will find other alternative ways of doing its business, because business does not stop when relationship among stakeholders stop. Business does not stop when relationship among stakeholders stop, because in a situation that negotiation becomes so did not end well, there is some way to trade. You have to deal with pain, and that is how life is. And there is some way to trade. That is indeed what South Africa is trying to do, to give already requirements, to give already information, already insight to say, you are trading this gold to South Africa. I mean, from South Africa to the U.S., you are trading this auto parts to the U.S. Now, let me say this. A business opportunity in Iran. This is the route that you are going to use. This is the advice that I'm going to give you. That's why it's always very important to look at what other countries are doing in order to respond to the challenges which their people are facing. Because it is indeed true that in a very difficult situation, governments have to respond. Government have to respond, especially when it's coming to challenges with their countries are facing. Now, the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, how is Namibia going to respond to this? Because we are given 15% and we are saying it's nothing. We can survive, it's nothing. But if South Africa is given 30%, how are we going to respond to that? Because our two main trading partners is China and South Africa. When South Africa is in trouble, where are we going to get our food from? When South Africa is in trouble, when South Africans do not have jobs, where is the human capital that used to produce materials to Namibia? In that situation, it means that the price of goods will go up. Because when you do not have production, when you have less production capacity, it means that you are going to sell your products at a very expensive rate. And who is going to suffer? That is Namibia. What is Namibia's strategy to make sure that we are going to survive this unfortunate global tariff war? How are we going to survive this? And the other question that we need to ask ourselves is that let us do a critical self-assessment to say, this is how and what we get from other countries. Let's take, for example, 1 month to say, can we stand on our own for 1 month without getting something from outside? Yes, Africa can stand. US can stand. Other countries can stand. But can we stand for 1 month without anything coming out from other country? Because, believe me, you, with our good plan of NDP 6 in place, with our good plans of NDP 6 in place, if we don't have alternative way on how to counter what is coming from outside, we'll never move forward. We'll never move forward. You agree with me. You agree with me because, as I've already been indicating to say, we are on a defensive mode economically. We are on a defensive mode economically because we are trying to defend ourselves due to external, you know, things which are out of our control. But we have a long-term sustainable strategy to say, this is how we are going to produce our own food. Do we have it? If we have it, where is it? Yes, we have a plan. Do we have an implementation team that is going to implement that plan? Because today I was speaking about simplification of developmental directives. How can you simplify developmental directives so that ordinary people on the ground can be able to partake in those conversations? Will also be able to partake in those activities? How can you simplify developmental communiques? So that's why today the question that we need to ask ourselves is to say, when South Africa is going to be in trouble in the next few hours due to the tariffs imposed by the US, how is Namibia going to respond from that? How is Namibia going to respond from that? And how are we going to move forward? Or we are still continue to play victims, or we are still going to continue playing victims due to those, tariffs imposition. So the fundamental question that we need to ask ourselves is that, let us look, for example, at food. How can Namibia become food sustainable? How can Namibia become sustainable in terms of production of clothing, for example? We have everything that we need. We have the workforce. We have the space. Materials are attainable, but can we stand on our own for just a few minutes? Because if not, believe me, you will continue to suffer because of external forces. We will continue to play according to the big boys' drum. Because why? Look at this. Look at this. No, it's like, it's not in a literary sense. A country with a population of less than 4 million, with uncountable mineral resources, with a budget as little as 106 billion, but with gender equality the best in Africa. The country that has hydroelectric power, the country that, the third largest producer of uranium, but its population, its people, they are economically unequal. It's the second highest unequal country in the world. Underline that, I have been speaking about this and I will continue to speak about this. It's the second highest unequal country in the world. It's a country with highest unemployment in general in SADC regions, highest price of energy. How are we going to move? Now, put other problems again in that context and see how are you going to survive. Okay, I think now is a time also to look at what can we do, because I was reading there are efforts which are being done, and it's undeniable that the current administration is not like other previous administration. That one can be proven. That one everybody can see it. You can see what the government is doing. You can see the.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon. Let's cheers to connecting, to moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere.
grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
You can see what the government is doing. You can see the youth fund which is coming out. You can also see some of the measures which are being taken. But the question is also that we also need to come up with questions, and also need to come up with critical questions to say, what are some of the things that we can do better? What are some of the things that we can do better? Because it's through this conversation, it's through these ideas that we will be able to see that there are a few things that we can do to make sure that, you know, Namibia at least can stand on its own. Can stand on its own 2 feet. Because we need to look into ourselves to say, okay, let us look at the things that we did well. Yes, literacy rate, we move forward. Gender equality, we did well. Press freedom, we are here talking. We did well. We have the best constitution in the world, that was said. But in terms of interpreting it and implementing it, especially when it's coming to issues related to property and acquisition of main economic sectors, we'll start fighting. When it's coming to education, yes, we have given our people basic education. But when it's coming to tertiary education, there's a lot of questions to say, what have we done? What have we done, especially when it's coming to tertiary education? Because of there's no clear alignment between what is being taught at university, what is being taught at the vocational training center, and what is on the ground. Somebody who has more experience without education qualification is doing better business-wise and also professional-wise. So what can we do to make sure that we strategically position ourselves? Because in the time of need, we can be able to move forward. Because looking at where we are now, one thing that which I also I was advocating for is that, you know, in terms of coordination, let us look at this. Namibia is, in terms of comparing with other countries, we are not a lot compared to other countries. We are one of the countries in the world with few population or less people. If you look at the geographical spatial distribution of Namibia compared to the land which is there, you'll be able to understand that if you compare a population of 3 point something million per square kilometers in Namibia, you'll be able to realize that there is huge part of land that we have. There is huge part of land that we have. We have now trained human capacity. How can we coordinate this trained human capacity that we have in the street? Predictions were there. Although we can argue about predictions. We can argue about predictions of having around 15,000 teachers or 15,000 education graduates in the street. That is a crisis already. That's already a crisis. How can we upskill these teachers? Maybe some of them we make them farmers. Maybe some of them we reskill them to go to have additional skills. Maybe some of them we put them in the area of green hydrogen sector. Maybe some of them we align them to the areas of mining, because it's more easier to train an engineer who is or to train a technician who is maybe a graduate of mathematics, for example, a graduate of physics, a graduate of education measuring physics and mathematics. He's more able to familiarize himself with the curriculum of a technical field because he has the basics. Now, because if we are waiting to listen to what South Africa is doing, because how I know South Africa and their engagement with the world is that they negotiate while they are already moving. They are negotiating while they are already moving. But what happened to us when we realized that 15% is imposed to us? Yes, we don't really trade more with the US. We don't really trade more with the US. Our main trading partner is within SADC. if it's outside, the main trading partner is South Africa within SACU. Look at our trade statistics. From the past 5 years, look at our trade statistics. Did not change. The main trading partner is South Africa and China. South Africa and China, we get almost, if not everything, from South Africa. Almost, if not everything, from China. Then we can look at other trade partners. But now, if our Bing brother is bleeding, our Bing brother is bleeding and is trying to look at other allies, where are we going? Where are we standing? You know, the other time I was making a joke about, I like Bank of Namibia, and I like the way they do things. I got interested in the way they deal with the economy. I'm also starting to learn a few things about the way they deal with the economy. And me understanding that that is one of the main institutions which control the movement of finance, which is also controlling, the stability of the financial system. I was also interested to see how they deal with things. Yeah, that's why I'm always telling my colleagues from there to say, every time you have something, I'm always ready to engage. So one thing which I was joking about is prioritization of priorities. It's prioritization of priorities in the sense that having a situation of youth unemployment, for example, having a situation of cyber security, for example, intensifying, where statistics are indicating that Africa is losing between 4 to 10 billion US dollars every year due to cyber attacks. Then I look at the way we engage with institutions like finance, our central bank. And the other time they had first is modification of fine of 50 Namibian dollars. And I ask myself, why are you modifying money if we have other important things to do? Not just a joke to say, why are you painting the room if my roof is leaking? Why are you buying an engine if I do not have the wheels? There is a second engine which is working, but why can't you focus on the problem? Because honestly, if you look at how, if you just ask yourself to say, okay, it's the pride of the country, why are you spending money in modifying money when you have other important things to do? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? And there's a lot of things that we did not do right. And I think we are coming to terms now because we are in these situations. Because when you look at during our late Ginko era, may his soul rest in peace, there were a lot of debates about why this, celebration of Independence Day, celebration of, Heroes Days. Yes, it's a significant event. But if you put it on the scale, can it be a significant event then what people are going through? If you just put it on a scale to say, yes, it's good, we are remembering those who fought for our country. But how much money is spent there? Can Namibia not go forward without celebrating that? Yes, we can provoke a lot of questions to say no. But it depends on where you are standing also in the economic structure of the country. But if you are bringing questions to say, no, we are in this situation, there's a lot of youth unemployment, why do you have to celebrate Independence of 26 years? Why can't we just celebrate it like any other? Because during COVID, we are celebrating things visual, but nothing happened. But at this, let's say, okay, thank you for the past 35 years, we have been doing, can you even skip 1 year? Then we put this money somewhere. With much respect, our dear war heroes and veteran of the struggle, just to understand, to say the country that you fought for is now in a very difficult situation. Now it's up to you to save this money and use this money somewhere. Have you looked at the budget of how a state event is being organized? What are some of the things which are involved? Logistic, oil, fuel, transportation, guest here and there, hotel booking and everything. But we are telling you that you have around a combination of 52% of unemployment in the country. But we are still doing these things. Maybe it's a high time. And I like the administration of Dr. Netumbo. very much because of what they did, especially when it's coming to state funerals. They say it's only when there is a priority on that. Because otherwise, we're still going to continue bleeding money on things which are important but not very, very important compared to what need to be done. What need to be done. Because if in war a commander is indicating that, or when the plane fell, captain is indicating that to save women and children first. That is an expression of saying, save the future. Save the future first. Save women and children. It doesn't mean that men are not important. But that is just it's a phrase which is indicating to you that in a very difficult situation like where we are now, we must give out some, then we get some. Save the future by cutting the cost of unnecessary things at that moment. Or maybe not to say unnecessary, but things of not much value compared to what is being said or what is needed at that moment. So that's why today we are talking about what is our strategy to deal with this. How are we going to deal with South Africa, and for how long are we going to deal with South Africa the way we are dealing with South Africa? What is the advantage of packing Namibian dollar to South African rand? Who is benefiting more from that? Why Botswana is not doing the same as us? Why Angola is not doing the same as us? Why Lesotho is not doing the same as us? Or it's only us who are doing that? What is the future looking like, packing the dollar to the rand? Now our big brother is bleeding. There is only a few hours. Let's hope optimism of Cyril Ramaphosa will work. But it's always very crucial to have a plan. Because other than that, we are still going to continue to have these reasons. And I'm telling you this to say, if us Namibians, because it's not only about government, gents. It's not only about government. It's about what can we do as young people? What can we do as business people? What can we do as institutions of the state? What can we do as advisors, especially those who are at the dinner table? Are you giving an honest advice for the sake of the development of the country, or you are just giving an advice for the sake of advising or to protect your bread? Because there's a difference between somebody who is fighting for his bread and somebody who is patriotic enough to say, no, Prime Minister, no, this one is not right, or Deputy Prime Minister, this is not right, let's do this one first, then this one. Then we can move. Then you give three or four practical examples. Well, let us not be a bit of a social welfare state because we are losing more money without retaining them. Let's have a bit of a monitoring and evaluation, a little bit of it, while we are releasing this one. Just those technical advice that you can give can save the country from a lot of things. Rather than just being there until the time is finished. So, dear listeners, today we are speaking about South Africa being faced with a predicament situation, particularly when it's coming to imposition of tariffs, especially to exportation of its product. This indicated that this indicated that 30% of tariffs are imposed to export of all the goods which are exported to the U.S. market. And this is going to be effective in less than 24 hours. And people are still on tables. Government officials, diplomats are still negotiating. Diplomats are still negotiating. They are still negotiating. They are still negotiating in order to break that deal. To break that deal, and also to make sure that at least South Africa is saved. But what is very interesting is also South Africa came up with the export desk to make sure that if things don't go according to plan, we are going to move to this direction. Advising already businesses to say, this is the trade routes, these are some of the interests, these are the economic environment of those countries, these are the danger in those countries, and these are some of the opportunities. So, in that case, the question that remains, where is Namibia in all this? How are we going to respond to this thing, to these tariffs? And is it going to impact Namibia trade with South Africa? And moving forward, what lesson can we learn from this? Because if you are not learning a lesson, if you are not learning a lesson from this, global situation, we will continue to say, no, we were hit by COVID. It's part of our reporting. We couldn't do that. We were hit by COVID. We couldn't do that. But other people were hit by COVID, but they improved. We were hit by COVID. We were hit by, economic crisis. We were hit by, the drought and all those things. Life will continue to have those, economic shocks, but that does not mean that you should not navigate. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic segment, and continue listening to other programs. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly, and also Kapate Katoka, this is Naluvanda. And till next time, from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events. And basically, any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.